I'm David Dalligator. The Art Dealers of Cincinnati have created an arts organization this year that promotes commercial art galleries and related art businesses. CADI stands for the Cincinnati Art Dealers Initiative. With me in the studio tonight are Marta Hewitt and Sylvia Rombas, president and vice president, respectively, from the newly formed Cincinnati Art Dealers Initiative. What's the mission of the Cincinnati Art Dealers Initiative?
CADI was initially founded, and it was very early this year, so we've been in existence for almost a year now, with the mission of really promoting the purpose of commercial galleries in Cincinnati, letting the public know that we were working cooperatively as a professional organization to make sure that people were aware of how the commercial galleries function as a business, to promote the ethical practices that we use in our business, to promote the scholarship that we use in our business, all the things that are involved with each gallery in order to help people understand and appreciate what is going on in each space through the sales of fine art, contemporary art. The membership is quite diverse. So we have 12 members who sell all types of work, works from the turn of the century to artworks by contemporary artists creating pieces today. So really the basis of the mission was to highlight and gain exposure in the public eye as a cooperative group of professionals.
Is there a distinction between a commercial gallery and some other type?
There is definitely a distinction between a commercial gallery. A commercial gallery is defined as an entity that sells the work of artists, as opposed to a non-for-profit who promotes it, but not for gain. Our main objective is to elevate art, but elevate art through sales. So we help our artists earn a living, and that's how we earn our living as well. So we actually provide a really very, very important role in communities, because it's not just for the enjoyment and the presentation of art. We actually place art in people's homes, in people's businesses. They derive the pleasure from that, but also we help the communities. We provide employment for all of our artists and employment for ourselves as well.
So is it safe to say then that you're also functioning to create collectors for art?
Yeah, that's a major, major objective for any of our galleries. We can help someone find the right artist, the right medium, the right time period. There's a lot of expertise within our CADI membership. As Marta had said, it spans the contemporary, which means living, that's the only thing that contemporary means, to the deceased artists going way back. And that's the beautiful thing is that with CADI is that it's such a diverse organization, but with the mission and the umbrella of sort of elevating art and making art accessible to collectors.
So you had a meeting, I understand, on October 14th.
We had our October meeting, and the main purpose of that meeting, and this has been one of our goals from the outset, was to develop a directory of all the member galleries with information, with a citywide map, so that each gallery can have this directory on hand within their space, and visitors can take this with them, particularly people visiting from out of town, but also visitors to each gallery, so that they really can see where everyone is located, what their focus is, and have a good source document of all the commercial galleries that exist in Cincinnati and use that to their benefit. Because the difficulty that we have as a professional group is that we are dispersed throughout the city. So you have certain areas, people in Hyde Park, people downtown, people north of the city. So we are really kind of spread out. And, you know, many cities, you'll have a cluster of galleries together, and it makes things a bit easier for visitors. But it's our hope that this directory will allow people to easily find each gallery, maybe make plans to visit, but give them all the information that they need so that they know who is doing business here in Cincinnati.
I wanted to ask you something. On your Facebook page, there's a Huffington Post article entitled "The Career Benefits of Boycotting Charity Art Auctions." Why did you feel it represented somehow a position of the organization?
The comments that are made within the Facebook page really represent galleries individually, and galleries have many points of view. I'm the one that posted that, and I posted it because in my business, that is a very important element, because what I do in my business is I work very, very hard to create a career and to elevate my artists. And when that work is donated to entities, we sort of lose control of it. We don't know exactly what's going to happen to it. And it doesn't really benefit the artist because it will go out on the auction block and it may garner only a fraction of what we would sell it for. And that doesn't do the artist any good. That becomes the new current market price. So that particular post is something that I agree in, but it doesn't necessarily fit in with everybody else's philosophy and mission statement for their own individual galleries. So there are people that deal in deceased artists, and obviously that does not apply. There are people that do donate artwork in exchange as a bartering tool for marketing, for different things. What I do in my gallery is I donate to everyone that asks me. It's not that I am saying that we don't donate, but I give a gift certificate, and I give a gift certificate for an amount that a person can come in and spend towards that artist. So there's a benefit to everyone there.
If people come to one of the galleries and they wish to purchase something, what other services typically do commercial galleries offer?
A commercial gallery, it's a great place to learn from each of us individually. We have such diverse talents and such an incredible basis of knowledge. So first of all, it's a place to kind of educate yourself about that particular genre that you're interested in. Marta, do you want to kind of pick up on that too? It's an educational kind of.
Yeah, depending on the venue and what their focus is, I think there are a lot of other services that the galleries provide. Obviously, first and foremost, it's each of our goals to present what we feel is the best work that is available, whether it is by an artist from the past or by a contemporary artist. That's our primary focus. And so you'll find that in each gallery, that's going to be very different. You're going to find very different artists presented. I do a lot of appraising. So if a client purchases a piece from me and 10 years later they need an appraisal, that is a service I offer. I also do appraisals of works that were not purchased in the gallery for insurance purposes. Building collections, if someone has a few pieces and they want to add to their collection, I think any one of us is willing to meet with a collector and talk with them about what they already have, maybe what the focus seems to be, and help them look at other people or other directions of art that is being made. We all deal with installations, so if you have a piece of artwork that needs to be presented in a certain way, lit a certain way, needs some type of conservation done to it, we all deal with those types of matters as well. Insurance, if someone has a piece and they have questions about insuring it, what is the proper way to insure it? How should they go about doing it? That can be an issue in a lot of cases. There are lots of different things that can be done with insurance. So there are a lot of different aspects beyond once that piece is sold, how do we serve our client? So there are a lot of other things that come into play.
What are your plans for the coming year as an organization?
In January, we are going to be doing a sort of launch, and we're in the process now of finding the right venue for that launch, where we will invite everyone to come, if they're curious about the Cincinnati Art Dealers Initiative, to come in and to talk to each of us individually as galleries and to see if it's something that they would want to participate in. We have our membership, but we're also opening up caddy to associate memberships. Those are others that are associated with art, but not necessarily in a commercial way. There's many variations within. So we really want to embrace the art community. And so this will be an informational setting where we will be there, we will be available, we'll have conversation about our function and art. And this will be our first sort of presentation to the people of Cincinnati. So individuals can come, different associations can come, non-for-profits can come, individual artists can come and join us. So that's one of the things that we're working on, in addition to what Marta mentioned, which is our directory, which is a very important element.
All right. I've been speaking with Marta Hewitt and Sylvia Rhombus from the newly formed Cincinnati Art Dealers Initiative. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
You'll find more information about the Cincinnati Art Dealers Initiative at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm David Delegater.